Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October the 17th.
That's correct.
Joining us this morning, also Natalie attired in blue, is Dave Hull from the Humboldt Community Services District.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, hey.
Hey.
It's the middle of October.
We're in Oktoberfest mode.
That's right.
Yeah, which is better than sauerkraut, Dave.
No, I love sauerkraut.
Oh, so do I, but nobody else would follow it. You know, hay is, yeah.
You should make sauerkraut. Do you grow cabbage at the ranch?
No, cabbage, sauerkraut's a technique.
Family recipe.
Well, you know, if you miss it,
yeah.
you really miss it. What do you do with 5 gallons?
That's why you need pigs.
Bad sauerkraut.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Good, I'll bring it over to you. You can use it as fill at the lake, okay? Our quote this morning comes from Carlos Castaneda. Conclusions arrived at through reasoning have very little or no influence in altering the course of our lives. Yeah, I like that one. You're still contemplating, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it'd fit on a Christmas card.
There, you want to read it?
Yes.
Right there. You can take it with you. Put it on your business card. Embrace challenge. I think it says something about risk takers.
It does.
Win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, the leader of the pack is the only one that takes arrows, too. So, yeah. And we'll just determine where you are in the pack when
you count the arrows,
out.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So how's life in the big city?
Life is good. Life is good. Annexation's back in the news, so we got some of that to talk about today.
Oh, really? Would that include sphere of influence?
Yes, that's an outgrowth of our sphere of influence.
Oh, and that happens throughout the entire county, sphere of influence.
The different agencies adjust their spheres from time to time, correct?
And make allowances for... Follow the yellow brick road on this one, will you?
Okay.
Okay. So regardless of whether you're in Eureka, Arcata, or Fortuna, there's a sphere of influence that everybody recognizes.
Correct.
Unless it has to deal with marijuana?
Well, a sphere of influence isn't your regulatory boundary, right?
So it's the zone of interface. I hate that word. It's the zone where influence on one side and the other happens.
Most of the times, a sphere of influence is the precursor to annexation. So it's the way that an agency can dip their toe into water and say, okay, we've got some people interested, or there's a reason for us to try and expand our boundary. The sphere is the first step of that, so they can legally start working on things that are outside of their boundary.
So from the bureaucrat perspective, it's service area expansion. Areas of responsibility.
Ultimately, is the surface area expansion.
From
correct.
The community's perspective, is we're included in either this body or that body.
Right.
Functionally, probably zero change for most people.
Well,
you
know, no.
If you're a resident and you live on the west side of Harrison in Eureka,
yes,
you're in the city of Eureka.
Right.
If you are a resident and you live on the east side of Harrison, you're in the county.
Right.
Okay. If I say, where do you live? You say?
The city.
Eureka.
Yeah, Eureka.
Okay. So functionally, now, who you get your water bill from, I know, sensitive spot for you, may be different. Okay. The fire engine looks the same color. The police guys look the same, you know, drive the same color cars.
Kind of.
Well, yeah. Okay. You know, functionally, my life doesn't change because I'm in one or another. So why is it so critical?
Well, and that's
to go
generally
this
series. Well, and that's generally what a sphere is, or an annexation really doesn't work. That's a great example of the one you picked on Harrison, right? You've already got services, things are already there, things are already being handled. There's really no reason for either the city to expand or my district to expand in that area because everything's already there. Where a sphere works as a first step to annexation, where annexation works for people, is if they're outside of some place that has services. And that's the areas that we're looking at right now, is the Indianola area. It doesn't have any services for water. There's a lot of people out there, of course, they have wells, and a lot of the wells are underperforming, either quantity-wise. Some of them have been contaminated over time. And it's just we've had a lot of people come to us and say, you know, we really like to get water. Just like the same issue we had when we extended up our water line up Freshwater Valley back in the early 90s. It was the same thing. The water just wasn't there anymore. The quality wasn't there anymore. It was kind of a health and safety issue. And so that triggers expanding the sphere, taking a look at it, deciding that it works, the people want it, and then actually moving through the process of actually annexing that into the district so that we can provide those services.
Now, you said annexation, but then you said health and safety.
Right.
Annexation is the community coming to you and saying, hey?
No.
Or can you come in and impose and say, hey?
It's not an imposed thing, because at the end of the day, there's voting on it and whatever, but it you had a lot of questions there.
No, just a lot of
hay.
Are
we out of time?
Just a lot of hay. I thought I'd work that in. So on one side, if they come to you, the community comes to the entity.
Right.
Says, we would like.
Right.
Okay. Is there ever a situation where the entity comes to the community and says, you're gonna?
Sometimes, but again, it's not a hammer sort of a thing. There's a vote to say whether they're going to be annexed or not.
And justified.
But yes, there is an opportunity for the agency to say, we'd like to annex this area, and so we want to go down that road. Whether it happens or not depends on a couple of agencies and on the people that live there.
But in this one, they're looking to have you guys
come
I'll
to say
town.
More about that in a minute.
You will. Actually, 3 minutes.
Okay.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull, General Manager from the Humboldt Community Services District. I didn't do that part early on. I just commented about your blue.
You did?
Yes.
Which is, you know, it's water-related.
Which is blue.
It's, yeah.
The briny sea.
Do you know what a wordle is?
It sounds like it's something that's in the mud at the bottom of the ocean. What is a wordle?
It's one of these things that you put in like a bunch of emails or something, and the process will pull out the words that are used the most, and then
it's
they
like
become
a search.
You've seen them, yeah. Where the one word is really big, and then other ones are small,
yeah.
In a little graphic kind of a thing. It's a wordle.
Where'd that come from?
I was thinking of blue. Blue would go with water with the Humboldt Community Services District. It'd all be part of the thing, right?
And it'd be a wordle.
Well, it would show up in the wordle.
Oh. You're spending too much time in your office, I think, or too much doing reports looking for, is my name in here?
Yeah.
Boom. So, Dave, the process of leading towards annexation, the sphere of influence, is that where the public meetings come into play and the surveys and the outreach to determine, you know, kind of the labor of the staff to determine whether or not this is a project, whatever the project is worth putting more resources towards?
Yes. And let me explain a little more. So on the sphere of influence, there's got to be a reason for an agency to say, we want to expand our sphere of influence, or create a sphere of influence boundary, or expand our sphere of influence boundary. That reason's got to be something that's relatively tangible, and typically, like I was mentioning before, that's your precursor to annexation, which means in the community service district world and cities and whatever, there's some service issue that's, you know, somebody's not being served, something's going to grow this direction, whatever, that you want to be able to ultimately annex into your agency. Have an annexing meaning, of course, that it becomes a part of your official boundary. That's your official boundary. The sphere of influence boundary is just sort of a kind of a transitory one, really. It's a boundary that's set up so that you can work outside of your official boundary on these issues. But again, it's leading toward potentially drawing these areas into your boundary at some point. Now, in our case here, out in Indianola, and we talked about this back when we were doing the sphere a couple of years ago, the sphere extension. You know, the people with the water issues and whatnot, they'd come to the district over a bunch of time. There was a lot of complications over the last couple of decades, whether the city of Eureka was better at annexing that or if it was Humboldt Community Services District.
Because that's really close to the city line.
The city's water line goes right, the transmission line goes right through the middle of the area. And in fact, some of the residences out there already had some real health and safety issues in the past are actually hooked to it now. So, but there was always some issues over if the city was to annex it. Then they can't just provide water. They have to provide everything, which is fire and police and the whole smash. And all of a sudden, that becomes really a financial burden. There isn't really the return on that investment for the city to do that. It makes a lot more sense, and this is the way it shook out a couple of years ago when we finally expanded our sphere, for Humboldt Community Services District to do that.
Because you're kind of a one-trick pony?
We're a one-trick pony. They need water. We could provide water, and that's it. There won't be sewer out there. It's just it's really a water-only sort of a thing we're doing. So what we did is, as I mentioned, this has been going on for really a couple of decades as a idea and who is going to do what. We expanded our sphere in 2015. We're at a place now where my board is saying, well, these folks out here, you know, in the past, this was an important issue. Before we jump in with both feet to start down this annexation path, let's make sure that the people out there that are there today, that this is still something they desire, that they'd still like to maybe be a part of the district and still get water from us. So we've sent out a survey. You know, it's really a non-binding thing. It's really more of a test in the water thing of, you know, so my board can decide, is there a lot of people that think this is a good idea, or is a lot of people think it's a bad idea, or whatever, so that they can have some confidence if they decide to move forward with it? So the survey went out, and it's a real simple survey. You know, would you like to be in it, or would you? Yeah, exactly. Thumb up, thumb down. And we'd like to have those back by November 1st, so then the board can decide on which way to move on that.
Just a real quick, like a postcard mail out. In favor?
Yeah, it's actually a letter. Here, I got one here you can look at. That's what it looks like. So it's got a little bit of history, you know. It's got a map, and it's got the little ballot. It comes with a self-addressed stamped envelope, right? So all you have to do is check a box and fill in your name and fold it up and put it in the mail.
So what, you're talking Indianola?
Indianola,
Old Arcata Road.
Yeah, and basically, basically it goes from, let's call it north of Redmond Road to about Rocky Creek Road, and from, you know, up in the hills on both sides of Old Arcata Road, in that kind of area there. There's about 439 parcels in there. So that's it's a relatively big area of all kinds of stuff going on out there.
Does it significantly impact what you guys do on a day-to-day, or is this going to be relatively easy for the district?
Well, it's going to be relatively easy, but it certainly is an extension of our district, which means we're going to have to a bigger area to take.
What do we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull, General Manager of the Humboldt Community Services District. Talk Shop is presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Dave, the challenge with any of these things is to do, whether it's annexation or whether it's a sphere of influence, is to do it cost-effectively.
Right.
And to be efficient about it. Are both of those checked off on this potential annexation of Indianola?
I think it's a little premature. You know, first we want to find out if they even want it. If they do, and we go down that road, then yes, we're gonna do it as efficiently, as greenly as we can possibly make the thing work. One of the things that we're looking that would kind of help out this is there's another piece of town from our where we stop our services now, which is just about Three Corners Market, and our end of our and where the Indianola potential annexation would start, is a little neighborhood off of Redmond Road. And there's about 83 parcels that are off of Redmond Road, and they're actually within the district boundary now. They were part of the district, you know, back in the 90s when we extended the services up freshwater. But the neighborhood in Redmond Road opted out of that water service. Well, the last couple of years, I've heard from people that live on Redmond Road that they'd really like to be hooked up, that the wells didn't pan out like they thought, or they've changed since the people were there in the 90s, and they'd really like to have some water service or fire service or, you know, just access.
Oh, does this
access
include
to our
fire
water.
Hydrants,
yeah,
too?
Exactly, which is another benefit to the people that get water service from us. So what we're doing is we're running a parallel survey to those folks in Redmond Road. Same due date, November 1st, self-addressed stamped envelope, so they just have to check the box whether they are interested in HCSD extending water service to their up Redmond Road or not. The board's going to use that too to see, because we're going right by there. You know, the transmission line's right there. It would make our district contiguous if the Indianola area decided to come in. So it would get back to your efficiency question. That would be do it all at once kind of a thing would be a great deal. But we're leaving it up to the residents to tell us if that's something they desire or not.
So if both of these come into play, does the services district then butt up against Arcata?
No. There's, and I don't know how far it is, but there is a gap between where our boundary would end and where Arcata's boundary ends. So there's still a gap in
between. So what do those folks do? They're on well?
There's the Jacoby Creek Water District. It covers all that area there, so they get water from Arcata, and Arcata does a lot of the billing for them. And
that's what I was wondering, with the flooding and stuff that goes on there annually,
right?
Wells probably wouldn't be the best approach, just because the water level's moving around all the time.
Right. Well, and you know, it's interesting around the bay. You know, in some places like our wells in down the mouth of Elk River. Big aquifers down there. You get up into freshwater, not so much. The district did a lot of research back in the probably in the 80s, 70s and 80s, a lot of test drilling up there, and there really isn't the big volume of water, the giant aquifers that you might think would be up in that valley.
So there is
water, but it's limited. And of course that's all just geology that's subsurface. It's just the way it is, but a lot of the wells up there just don't put out a lot of water.
What about the cost factor on this? Is this something that the district is going to absorb? Are you going to have to float a bond on it?
In both cases, let's just take Indianola, for example. If the residents up there say, yeah, this is a majority of them say, yeah, we think we'd like to do this. If my board gets enough of a sense that that's what the group wants, we'll probably have a public meeting up there just to make sure, answer any questions and stuff, which a lot of this, you know, the first question, of course, everybody's going to ask is, well, how much is it going to cost me? Well, of course, until we go down the path of doing some design and the some of the service extension work, we're not really going to know. So we are working on, well, we'll probably get a grant to develop some of the early work that's going to help determine some of those costs and everything. At the end of the day, we're going to have to do an assessment district. We would have to do an assessment district so that everybody up there that's a part of that district would have to, they'd actually get to vote. And we'd have the protest vote kind of thing, the Prop 218, we're back to that again. They'd have to participate in that. Assuming that went through, then everybody up there would get a charge that they could probably finance over 30 years over what it would, what their share of the cost would be. So it'd be a per parcel cost, just like we did in freshwater back in the 90s.
And that's the routine?
That was the routine. That is the routine, correct, yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Dave.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Dave Hull. Dave, what about the permits for something like this? I think that there may be a presumption by a lot of folks that because you're a quasi-governmental entity, that some of the rules don't pertain. You know, if the state's doing something, you know, is CEQA an issue? Is the Coastal Commission an issue? Yeah, we can... You know, some of us think, well, not quite to the same standards. Others think, well, no, to more, because it's kind of like the Full Employment Act. Okay. So when you're looking at something like this, all the permits and all the it's not going to be done in 6 months, is it?
Oh, no. No, and I think you bring up a good thing. You know, being on you know, this the side that, you know, being on the public side of the equation, you know, we just kind of go along with things, but I realize there is that perception out there that, well, you know, with the government, so you get a pass on all these permits. Well, that couldn't be farther from the truth. In fact, it's at least as hard as if you were to go out and try to get permits, maybe a little more so on the public side. So we got to go through all the hoops that everybody else has to go through with this thing, too. You ask about the permits for... for extending the services on Redmond Road or out to Indianola, there'll be a basket full of them. You know, we're not to that stage yet, but certainly the whole area is in the coastal zone, so you've got that. We have to go through the California Environmental Quality Act compliance. So all the CEQA stuff comes in there. We have, because it's water, there's drinking water standards with the State Water Resources Control Board. There's building permits, grading permits, encroachment permits. There's all kinds of stuff from the county itself. And
would you have to have a monitoring station there because it's before it comes into the normal parts of the system?
Probably not. We'll have a metering station, and we will have places that we take samples, throughout the system like we do anyway, just to make sure and satisfy the state that the chlorine residual is where it's supposed to be so the water is safe and everything. But remember, it gets chlorinated up at the source up in with Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, and as it comes along that big transmission line. So we would, and again, the design's not even hardly thought of. The city did do some work back in 2011 just as a, you know, kind of a back-in-the-napkin sort of a thing of figuring out what it might look like. And we're taking that and expanding on it in-house now just to get a draft idea of what it would look like. But the design's not done, so we really don't know anything about the impacts yet or even can go down the road on the CEQA compliance until we have more of a design. And we're not going to do any of that until we find out if the people still want it.
So they have until the Wednesday, the 1st?
November 1st, correct.
Return.
Right. And they can either mail it or bring it by. Either way, like I said, it has a stamped address envelope in the whatever that was.
Yeah.
We tried to make it as easy. It's hard to say, but yeah. It's easy to do. Yeah.
You know, communication is one of your strengths, yeah. Too. And this is something just for these folks to make the determination because it's pretty much just affecting these folks.
Correct.
So it's not a countywide or
no, it's just the annexation just went to the 439 residence parcels out there, and the Indianola or the Redmond Road just went to the 83 parcels that are out there. So
if folks had multiple parcels and they get multiple votes.
Yes. Well, and this isn't a vote. Remember, this is just an interest survey. This is non-binding. It doesn't.
Well, if you say multiple interests, then that diffuses it.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Okay,
yeah,
fine. Okay. Mr. Communication, see you next month. Thanks for coming by.
Bye.
See everybody tomorrow.